This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Demolition experts are preparing to take down the remainder of the partially collapsed apartment building along the ocean in Surfside, Florida, north of Miami. Authorities fear the building is unstable and a tropical storm is in the forecast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the building was tottering or moving in the wind as officials on Saturday suspended operations in the search for anyone still alive in the rubble. The 12-story building suddenly collapsed on June 24th. At least 24 people died in the collapse. 121 are still missing. The timing for the demolition has not been disclosed, but it's likely to be soon. Tropical storm Elsa, currently over the Caribbean Sea, is forecast to hit Florida by Tuesday morning. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South building have long since evacuated, and officials are not letting anyone back in. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan on Sunday said the United States has no plan to close the diplomatic mission in Kabul. This comes as Taliban attacks fuel nationwide security concerns, while U.S.-led foreign troops continue their withdrawal after a presence of nearly two decades. The U.S. assurance comes in response to reports that suggest Washington is preparing emergency evacuation plans for the diplomatic staff in Kabul. The embassy wrote on Twitter that the diplomatic mission, quote, is open and will remain open. It pledged to maintain a robust diplomatic presence in the country as directed by the president. The statement said the embassy is aware of the security challenges of the Taliban and constantly planning on how to meet them. In the past 2 months, as the withdrawal of troops has carried on, the Taliban have gained control of about a quarter of Afghanistan's roughly 419 districts. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. At least 29 people were killed and 50 injured Sunday when a Philippine military aircraft carrying troops crashed and burned and burst into flames after missing the runway in the south of the country. Officials said nearly 100 people, most of them recent Army graduates, were on the C-130 Hercules transport plane. It was trying to land on Jolo Island in Sulu Province around midday. Some of the soldiers were seen jumping out of the plane before it hit the ground and exploded into flames. This according to Major General William Gonzalez, who is commander of the Joint Task Force Sulu. It was one of the country's deadliest military aviation accidents. 17 people are still missing, and a search for them is underway. Police in Philadelphia say scores of members of a group known as Patriot Front, described by the Anti-Defamation League as a white supremacist group, marched in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Saturday. It was a day before First Lady Jill Biden was expected to visit. The group of Patriot Front members, estimated at 150 to 200 people, marched for several blocks in Center City wearing tan pants and black shirts. They were wearing face coverings and carrying shields and flags. Police said they were chanting slogans such as Reclaim America and The Election Was Stolen. Police said pedestrians engaged members of the group verbally, and there were several physical encounters. No arrests were announced, and police said there were no reports of any damage or injuries. India's health ministry said Sunday it had recorded more than 43,000 new COVID-19 cases in the previous 24-hour period. Meanwhile, officials have announced that thousands of residents have been given fake vaccines. Officials say the shots were given in fake vaccine camps set up in several cities, including Mumbai and Kolkata. Officials say six people so far have been arrested in connection with the fake shots. America's top infectious disease expert says about 99.2% of recent COVID deaths in the United States involved unvaccinated people. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said it's really sad and tragic that most of all of these are avoidable and preventable. He told NBC's Meet the Press that it's frustrating where you have a formidable enemy, he said, in the coronavirus, and quote, yet we do have a countermeasure that's highly, highly effective. He's asking people to put aside all of those differences and realize that the common enemy is the virus. The United States has recorded more than 605,000 virus deaths in the pandemic. And today is the United States Independence Day. We celebrate it each year on July 4th, the anniversary of the signing of the country's Declaration of Independence from Britain. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.